This week, the Retro Report documentary team looks back at an approach to fighting urban crime that changed the definition of childhood in the midst of gang violence in the late 90s.
In Chicago, the body of an 11-year-old gang member nicknamed Yummy is found beneath an underpass.
Police say Robert was murdered by two members of his own gang, 16-year-old Craig Hardaway and his younger brother.
The 1994 murder of Robert Sandifer signaled to law and order politicians in Congress that treating juvenile offenders differently than adults amounted to surrendering to violent criminals. Here's 1996 presidential candidate Bob Dole and Georgia Congressman Newt Gingrich.
Kids that once stole hubcaps, now rape and murder. No fear of punishment. Experts call them super predators.
There are no violent offenses that are juvenile. You rape somebody, you're an adult. You shoot somebody, you're an adult.
Bonnie Bertram, as Retro Report producer, says aggressive prosecution of juveniles by declaring them adults, whatever their age, had implications for prosecutors, judges, and the prison system. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Nice to see you.
So where did that idea of super predators come from, and how important was the Robert Sandifer murder?
Well, John DiIulio was a professor at Princeton. He was a political science professor, but he'd done a lot of work studying the criminal justice system, and he'd been in prisons. And he was looking at some studies from some of his colleagues who showed that there was going to be a massive influx of teenagers in the coming years, and that there are going to be even more numbers of violent teens than before. And he really wasn't content to just say, wow, this is coming, let's all sit here and observe it. He really wanted to sort of sound an alarm and let people know that he thought things were going to get a lot worse.
And back in the 90s, he was very much on the TV circuit making this point.
We're talking about a group of kids who are growing up essentially fatherless, godless, and jobless.
And his academic approach to this crime problem became a political opportunity for American politicians on the Law and Order platform.
Well, it started when he wrote an article for the then new Weekly Standard magazine that was fairly conservative. And he said that he was quoting a prisoner when he went to visit a prison who said, these kids, they're stone cold predators. And from that, he coined the phrase super predator, and it became the headline of the piece, and then it just took off.
And what happened in terms of prosecutions, in terms of an approach to crime, and in terms of actual defendants, people who were prosecuted as adults?
Well, I mean, you have to remember at the time, 1994 was a pretty terrible summer in Chicago, especially not just Robert Sandifer, but there was another Eric Morse story where a kid was dangled out the 14th floor window and dropped from an apartment building and killed because he wouldn't sell candy for some other boys. So I think the whole country was feeling this sense of sort of crime fatigue and weariness. And so John DiIulio and a bunch of other people looked at these numbers and said, wow, this could really be a bad thing. So after this peak of juvenile violence had been going up, you know, for 10 years and was expected to go up even more, they decided that they needed to crack down on criminals. And, you know, part of that Bob Dole bite, if you listen to it more, he says, you know, it was a revolving door of criminal justice for these kids.
And looking back now from 2014, really, you get a sense that particularly DiIulio has some regrets about all this. Let's listen to what he said to you in an interview for the Retro Report.
We were at the, you know, on the precipice of being able to explain and predict all kinds of things, poverty trends, crime trends, and so forth. None of that work, none of those predictions in any of those fields have borne fruit. The super predator idea was wrong. Once it was out there, though, it was out there. There was no reeling it in.
The story really of how science can delude you into thinking that you have control and can actually make policy that's going to fix things overnight.
And data and numbers. And he says demography is not fate and criminology is not pure science.
And in terms of where this fits today, have we reversed course? Is the idea of juvenile justice an appropriate way of dealing with young violent offenders? Or do we still have echoes from that time where if you're violent enough, you're going to get the book thrown at you, even as an 11-year-old.
Well, the super predator notion permeated all kinds of ways people looked at juvenile sentencing and juvenile justice. And in 2005 and then again in 2012, the Supreme Court has reevaluated its stance on juvenile sentencing laws, and they've tried to make things a little bit more relaxed. But what happens is these things are implemented on the state level. So the Supreme Court can say something, but it's really up to the states to implement it.
Bonnie Bertram is a Retro Report producer. To see a video of the Retro Report's findings on super predators, visit the takeaway.org. Bonnie, thanks so much.
Sure.